back to where I came from. So far away, but not so far from home. Where I lay my head down by the sea. Going back to where we go. So far away, but not so far from home. Where I'd rest, where I'd lay so peacefully.
But by the way, I wanna break, we'll put this dress aside. But above all things, I wanna lay by the ocean side. The ocean way, no other way, either way. But I'm finding, oh no, my daily worries wanna drift away. Fine, dying and trying just to find some sort of peace of mind. Now the time, get away, going away.
Wanna relive relaxation.
The horizon straight away. And a ring around my arm from a long day of making angels in the sand. Pacific oil in my hand.
La 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 day, 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 San Diego. One more meeting, yeah. One more meeting.
The beach is Mexico.
One more meeting, yeah. One more meeting.
We kick it back bullseye.
One more meeting.
But down by the other side.
One more meeting.
You're listening to Bondage on KSUA 91.5 FM College.
Totally! That last song you heard was by Authority Zero and is called One More Minute. Figured it was a pretty cool segue between our show and DJ Cruz's show.
Dude, yes!
I love that song so much. It reminds me of when I lived in California for some reason. I don't know.
I like to dance to it and stomp around.
Me too. I like to fly when I listen to it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
One up me. I don't show.
I can't help it. I can't help it. Yes. So it's a lovely day today. It's sunny.
Yeah, which is, I have a migraine. I've been like a vampire.
Man, we were out eating food somewhere, and I let her borrow my glasses, and she was wearing
it. Because my van's in the shop, and my sunglasses are in my van.
Oh, excuses. That's not important. The point is, we're sitting there eating, and then I realize I can't tell if she's staring at me or not while I eat. So it's really uncomfortable. I know, complete silence. So like, all I can do is just like imagine her just staring at me, looking at me as she chews her food with her eyes wide open. And I was like, oh, this is it. Take off your glasses. I can't handle it anymore.
Well, yeah, and it was funny too because like it was really quiet, and I was like, is Velcro like in a bad mood or is she just super hungry? I was like, we're probably just enjoying.
I was super
silence.
Hungry.
Yeah, so I was like, that's, you know, I'm sick and trying not to be sick and eating, but.
Yeah, and then suddenly I was just like, are you looking at me? Because, like, right when I look up, like, I can barely see her looking at me. And
I did look up just then. I was like, man, her skin looks real nice today. I was about to give her a compliment, and she freaked out. And then I thought about how it must look, and
it was just
I had to laugh.
I should have put them on and just, like, stared at you while I ate for the rest of the time.
No, because I had to take them off, and I had to look down at the table, because it was very bright.
It was interesting. So, no, I was so hungry. What I got wasn't even that satisfactory taste-wise.
Yeah, you're pulling stuff out of it. You're like,
I was like, ugh.
I usually do that. I
hardly ever do that. I'm not a picky eater. I just love food in general.
I was like hiding this time, the things I was picking out because I was worried she'd judge me
harshly. write a blog about it later. But anyways, no.
You're constant blogging.
I can't stop blogging. The point is,
I can't remember.
I was really hungry, and it's a nice day out. Oh man, it's still you know, it's like 80 degrees. Nice. I was wearing my bathing suit. Blah 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 blah. No, actually,
I shaved.
Yeah. No, it's. I don't know how cold was it out. I think
it's 14 above.
Is it 14 above?
It's 14 above.
What area, of Fairbanks?
UAF varies. Temperature sign.
Nice.
So that's over at Cornell University and college.
Perfect. Well, it's 14 degrees out. Did you bring your coat?
Hat helps.
Hat does help. I keep losing my gloves. And last night, I had to pump gas. And, oh, man, it's like the worst thing ever.
Ooh,
like,
without your gloves?
Yeah. It was so painful. But anyways, point is, beautiful day because it's sunny. We're going to play some sweet music for this sunny day. And we're going to talk about sweet things as soon as we think of something sweet to talk about. It's going to be awesome.
Coming
we're doing
up next,
it all for you, the peoples.
We've also got some great music picked out. We're gonna go ahead and play
Roxanne by Policia.
Well, off the Policia tribute to Police.
Oh yeah, I'm CD. Sorry. It's a tribute to the Police. It's called Policia.
It's covered by Fall Out Boy.
Hope you guys enjoy it.
We'll be right back. up if any member of my bubble had to wear my mama's skirt. Good God, if it's Marlon, you should have to bow. Get lost in the light so high, don't wanna come down to face the loss of the good thing that I found. Woo-hoo-hoo. Woo-hoo-hoo. In the dark of the night, I can hear you calling my name. With the hardest of hearts, I still feel full of pain. So I drink and I smoke and I ask if you're ever around. Even though it was me who drove us right in the ground. See, the time we shared, it was precious to me. Just know it was you.
everybody. You're listening to KSUA 91.5 FM College and Velcro.
And I'm Snaps, and you're listening to our show, Bondage.
That's right. Right now, we have some actors from the Fairbanks Drama Association. Am I correct?
We prefer the term thespians.
You're thespians. We have some thespians who are here from the Fairbanks Drama Association because they are putting on a play.
And it's a thriller.
So go ahead and say your name and tell us what it's about.
Well, my name is Shannon Luster, and I'm standing here with
Michael Caroli.
And we're both UEF alumni, and we're in the show Wait Until Dark, which is at FDA on the Riverfront Theater. And Mike Caroli, my friend here, is the creepy, evil,
nice guy.
The milkman. And I play the bad guy that turns good. Pretty soon here, we're going to have Holly in here, and she's sort of she's the heroine of the play. And she's it's like Hamlet, is how I characterize it for her, because she's playing a blind woman, and she's the main character, and she's like there almost the entire play. So it's really just, it's wonderful to watch her perform.
She's there, but she's not there because she's blind, like Hamlet.
I see.
Yeah, just like Hamlet.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, so it's a thriller, correct?
It is, and it's here just in time for Halloween. I think it's just a perfect time to do this show because we talked to the audience. This was our first time with the live audience last night, and we got to meet them because there was a gala afterwards and a lot of free food and stuff. And I would talk to them, and they were really scared. You know, it was really intense. Oh. Yeah, yeah. And Michael, he's terrifying on stage. Yeah, I know. You found he's a little scary right now, isn't he?
I'm wondering if he always talks like this.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
The guy that does hockey, he always talks like that. We met him.
Oh, yeah, our announcer for KSUA hockey, the announcer for KSUA, he has very exciting voice, and like you always wonder, like, is he just doing that for hockey? But no, he actually talks like that in real life. So I always have to wonder if people who are on the air actually sound the way.
Well, you sound the same way.
I do.
Sometimes. We have radio voices, but we're not supposed to use them.
We all have faces for radio.
Yeah.
That's what my mother always said anyways. So, man, your play sounds really exciting. It started on yesterday, the 24th?
Yesterday it started, and we're going to be running for 3 weekends. So you'll have time to see it for Halloween, and if you miss it for Halloween, you'll still have another chance at it.
Okay, awesome. So the weekend after Halloween, too, so like November...
So how much do you guys want to give away? Because, like, I know you guys want to talk about it. Do you guys want to talk about your characters? Like, what?
Well, you know, I'll tell a little bit about the play. I don't want to give away too much because there's so many twists
Everybody
and turns.
Everybody dies.
Oh, no.
It is a little bit like Hamlet. No. It's based on, there's basically three criminals, three con men, if you will, that sort of get in this situation where they're trying to get an item from this blind woman. And the deal is we have to trick her into giving it to us without letting her, you know, in on the deal, or else she might not give it to us or turn it over to the police or whatever. So it's kind of creepy having these three dangerous criminals, you know, they've gotten out of jail. One's, you know, really a psycho around this blind woman this whole time. And she's newly blind. She's just learning how to be self-sufficient. You know, her husband's hard on her, trying to get her to, you know, learn how to do everything. And in the middle of all this, she has to deal with these three guys that are really just trying to, you know, pull a mind game on her.
Man, I'm excited. That sounds cool. Like, I kind of want to see how it's, like, all set up and stuff. Like, the ambiance and whatnot.
So, we just actually had another one of the thespians, as they prefer to be called, arrive. So,
we're gonna do some switching out real quick.
Gonna let her...
Come on right up to the mic.
Well, she has to put on her headphones, so wait a moment, and here she is.
All right. So go ahead and tell everybody your name and the character you play the thriller Wait Until Dark.
I'm Holly Carroll, and I play Susie Hendricks, the blind woman who's getting accosted by all these thugs in her own home. Yeah, it's a thrilling experience.
I hear people were scared. So.
Oh, very scared. Yes, there were some screams and some gasps in the audience and look out behind you kind of stuff.
Sounds like a really cool play to see, especially now close to Halloween, as they were saying. So.
Oh, man, yeah, it sounds really spooky. So did you have to, like, do a lot of reading up on how to act, like, different... how to act blind.
Did you study... How to,
like,
act
blind. What do they
blind.
Call them, blindisms or whatnot?
Blind.
blind as I'm. No, I get what you're asking.
She pretty much walked around with her eyes closed for a couple of weeks, and that worked out for everyone involved.
Yeah, and I didn't need to do any study on how to be scared of that guy. he brings out the heebie-jeebies in anyone when he's in that role. No, I actually didn't study too much about how to be blind. I just I did blindfold myself one day, and it's actually really hard to just become blind instantly. Thankfully, Susie Hendrick's character has, you know, about a year to get used to it, and even still, she's still learning some of the ninja in the dark kind of tricks that we, you know, that we incorporated. But sometimes she's still tripping, and sometimes she's spot on, you know. Yeah. But yeah, no, just try blinding yourself at home sometime. And
when I was a little kid, I used to do that all the time. I would just start by object. No, when I was a little kid, I used to like walk around like I was blind all the time. It's really weird because like you're not like you have to pretend like, you know, nothing affects you. Like, so if something happens that you're not used to while the play's going on, how do you prevent yourself from like looking over there really quick? Like, oh, something just happened.
Yeah,
you know, because it's an automatic reaction that you would get.
Well, I mean, I think being jumpy anyway is kind of goes with the role, so that's not really a problem. And these guys, you know, the things that they do are kind of fresh and new every night, and that actually helps because then you are reacting more realistically. You know, when you're in a play, you kind of get used to what's going to happen, and you don't want it to become so rote that you, pardon the pun, you don't want it to become so rote that you are reacting in a canned kind of way. So actually, you know, the fact that the noises and the scary things that happen are, you know, come a little differently every night is good. Because one night when we were rehearsing, actually, our stage manager, Rye, who does everything from run the light board to help us on set, we had no lights rigged up yet, and she got on set with us and just held a flashlight so we could see during our fight scene. And I was so caught up in the moment and so afraid, and I was crawling on the floor and getting over, that I grabbed her leg and screamed because it terrified me that there was a human leg there that I wasn't expecting. So, and that's with sight. So yeah, it's it can be different every night. And
that's really cool. So do we have anybody else that would like to talk about their roles, or should we take a little break really quick and talk about it some more after we play a few songs? Anybody? Anybody?
Rote has a story to tell.
Rote.
Yeah, Shannon Mike would like to talk.
Awesome. All right. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, I know that Shannon and myself, we have only played together in plays where one of us has killed the other.
Me and Velcro are like that a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
And so that's a dynamic that we like to keep going with, hopefully, you know, in the future. Yeah, I was a little surprised the other night when I found out that people that had attended the show were avoiding me afterwards during the champagne gala. You know, and there's free champagne and shrimp and all this cheese and stuff. And, you know, I'm trying to get my grub on, maybe a little swerve. And people are, like, avoiding me because they're scared. But, you know, it's just a character.
Right. Do you stay Shannon? In your role afterwards? Is that why they're a little afraid of you? Because you're
not at all.
Our tradition is on opening night, we go out there and, you know, we're kind of shy, right, just being ourselves.
Very shy.
Without our characters. So we go out there, we meet the people, and they're supposed to come up and talk to us and say, hey, you know, what they thought of the show and whatnot. And they were just like, there was a little, they were avoiding Michael Caroli. They're just a little, it was almost like a welcoming line in the end of a wedding, you know?
And they were hugging Shannon like Luster, you know?
He's like the uncle
he gets
nobody
all the
wants
love
to talk about, you know?
Aw.
Sorry.
You should wear a shirt that says, hug me.
Please,
please hug me.
Please hug me. I'm not as psychopathic as you think.
I've seen that shirt.
Awesome. Well, what we're going to go ahead and do is play a few songs, and then we will come back and talk to you guys a little bit more about Wait Until Dark, which is a thriller. And it is going on right now, every weekend until the last day's November 9th, correct?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we will be back.
Go back, baby, the way you came. I made a trail to mark the drops of wine and crumbs of flesh. Hurry back, child, before you're dead.
Everybody, you are listening to KCUA 91.5 FM College. I'm Velcro.
And I am Snaps, and we have here with us the director for Wait Until Dark,
which is a play, a thriller, if you will, that is happening. It started October 24th and runs till
yesterday.
Yes.
And it's going on past Halloween through November 9th.
On the weekends, on Fridays and Saturdays, it is at 8:15 p.m., and on Sundays, it's a matinee at 2 p.m. And we're going to learn a little bit about it.
I hear you have stage magic?
We do. As a matter of fact, there's a bunch of little technical things that have to happen on stage that you don't really see too often in community theater, like spontaneous combustion and...
Oh, really?
Yes, we have prolonged periods where the stage goes very dark and the actors have to walk around in pitch black. There's stage combat. We get to kind of destroy the stage. There's very graphic depictions it's just one scene in particular that I'm thinking of that's kind of violent and intense, but really thrilling. I think this show is kind of unlike most theater that you're probably going to see, because it's it goes really far in depicting like an intense kind of confrontation situation. So yeah, it's exciting.
Man, like, you had me at spontaneous combustion.
I know. I get that a lot. I get that a lot.
So
no, it's a great play. I've got probably, I think, one of the most talented casts that I've seen in any community piece or professional piece in Fairbanks. The production values are really, really high. We worked really, really hard to make the show like just a seamless piece of excitement, and it really is. I was, as a director, one of the perks is you get to sit in the audience during opening night and just kind of watch and see how people react to what it is that you've done. And people were like jumping and and shouting and like, you know, oh my God, no.
So as a director, are you the kind of person that actually watches the audience, or are you like constantly watching like what your actors are doing when you...
You know,
like a play going on.
It's a little bit of both, actually. But I've seen the show probably like, 50 times,
right,
all in all. So last night I was really just in it for the audience's response.
That's really cool.
But, I also got to see my performers just totally take off with it. There's nothing like having your first audience, and they just took the ball and ran. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really super show. It's just an amazing show. So I hope that everybody out there is interested in coming to see it, because it's up your alley.
Sounds awesome. I'm very excited about it.
Me too.
Now, how big is the cast in this play?
It's pretty small. It's a kind of an intimate cast. There are three men who play the con men who are out to get a doll full of heroin, which Susie Hendricks is in possession of unknowingly. There's our heroine, Susie. That's one. So we're at four now. There's a little girl named Gloria who kind of is Susie's accomplice in trying to thwart these guys' plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's five. And there's Susie's husband, Sam, who's just a kind of jerk in general.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two policemen. So it's a really, really small cast. And every one of my actors is a seasoned performer. They're really good on stage. There's great chemistry on stage between all of them. And the script itself is a classic. It's unlike, I've never seen anything like it. And I've been in theater for a long time, so... There's a reason why it's stuck around. It's really visceral. Like, you sit there and you watch it, and unlike most pieces of theater, you jump, you react. It's like, it's more intense than watching a film.
Wow.
So.
Well,
yeah
I guess it's more personable because, like, the people are actually
there. Right, you're right there. You're 10
you're
feet away from them.
Suspends your disbelief.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Pretty cool.
All right, our psycho killer could just reach out and slice your throat.
Like,
just,
you know what?
There.
I'm not just going to play the part. I'm going to really be the part.
I would never reach out and slice your throat. You have nothing to worry about.
Okay, so there you have it, friends. You do not have to worry about the scary actor actually going out and slitting your throat. But you will get to watch an amazing show, Wait Until Dark.
It's
a thriller.
Yeah, can I just say that our stagehand, Allie, her friends came to see the show, and they were telling her that... they needed to stay the heck away from that guy because he scared the crap out of them. And it's totally personal now.
That's
totally
personal.
Just in general? Like,
well, yeah, now they're totally spoiled. I mean, he could be like the most wonderful flowery baby kissing guy on earth. And
I love to kiss babies.
Oh,
I want to kiss your baby.
Okay. It is a little hard to picture. Like,
yeah. Him bad? What are you talking
about? Yeah, exactly.
He must be great. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, come see it. Come see it. Thanks for having us on the air.
No problem. We're going to play a few more songs and maybe interview them a little bit more.
I think they're...
Are you guys ready?
It's up to you.
Okay, we are going to...
If you would like more information, you can find out on
website,
www.fairbanksdrama.org.
And it's got a little bio on the play.
Yep,
and
it's
information,
the first
page times, and
up.
Whatnot.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and play some Tilly and the Wall. We will be back shortly.
Thank you. hold your breath through late break and disaster. Makes the moves of the track. Codes, feelings meant global, like coke in the nose of the noble. Keeps it alive. Riots and the races on fire.
Friends, you are listening to Bondage on KSUN 81.5 FM College. I am Velcro.
And I am Snaps.
And we just got done interviewing the thespians.
Some of the cast and the director for
Wait Until Dark.
They're fun. I like them.
No, they were a lot of fun.
I feel bad because I have a migraine and I'm super awkward.
Oh, Snaps. All right. It's okay. They still liked you.
Those are two separate thoughts.
I still like you.
By the way.
I think you're great.
I'm blaming my awkwardness on my headache. I like you too.
But it's a thriller. It's a play that is happening at, I forgot the place. What is it called again?
it's over there on a written thing
it's,
in front of you.
It's written in front of me. It is at, okay, well.
It's the Fairbanks Drama Association's putting it on. It's the Riverfront Front Theater. Is that
yeah,
what's...
okay. Thank you.
I'm not well cultured, but I intend to go see this.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see it. And
I'm actually
it's,
scared of the dark.
it started October 24th, which is yesterday, and it's going through November 9th. And it plays on Fridays and Saturdays at 8:15 p.m. And then this on Sundays, it's a matinee at 2 p.m. So, and apparently, students get discounts, too.
Yeah, and seniors.
At the box office. So, if you want to see it, you can go ahead and get a discount there.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm always down with discounts.
So. I can get a discount.
Yeah. So we're very excited about that. We hope
so
to see it.
So thanks to them
soon.
For coming to our show.
Yeah. Thank you very, very much. We'd also like to mention that we have new bumper stickers in.
That's right. And they are free of charge.
That is right. And it's because QCA decided it wants to run for president as well.
All you have to do is want it bad enough.
Yeah. So we went ahead and printed stickers for KSUA. So if you feel like supporting your favorite candidate, that being KSUA.
Or if you just like to show a little flair.
Then you can come in and anybody who is here, usually, well, staff, if you come in during time when staff will be here, which is
like
usually
weekdays,
the weekdays.
Afternoons, kind of.
We'll go ahead and hand them to you. We've also, you know, some DJs.
You can
might
get a couple extra, give them to your mom.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you come before 6 o'clock to the booth, we can give you some today.
Yeah.
So if you
and we're
really
located
want,
on campus.
They're really cool. They're very professional looking KSUA08 bumper stickers.
And if you have any questions on how to find us on campus, you can call us at 474-KSUA.
Which is 474-5782. That last song you heard was called See You at the Lights by the 1990s. Before that was Crying by TV on the Radio. Death by Fire by Land of Talk, I Found You by Tilly and the Wall, and Separation Tree by Fresh Kills. We'll probably go ahead and post our entire playlist online somewhere. I still haven't figured out where to do it, if I should do it on our MySpace or our Facebook or everywhere.
I say everywhere.
Okay, so
but
we're going to post
any work.
It everywhere.
I'm just like watching movies on the internet.
Yeah. Get to work, Velcro.
Oh, work harder while I eat cheese.
But I'll go
work
ahead.
Harder for
I was
our
actually
show.
Thinking about making a blog since our website is down because the system is down. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and maybe blog it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Twitter update.
A Twitter update.
YouTube video.
Twitter me. Follow me. Okay.
Just don't Google us.
No.
For the love of God.
If you do Google us, please also include KSUA because you might find things that you
are
you,
not us.
They aren't us. You might like it. You might not. You might discover something new and beautiful to you. I'm not sure, but you won't find
your parents
us.
Might not approve.
Probably.
So it all depends. There's an appropriate time and place for all Googling, and it's called college.
It's called college. So I think we should play a concrete song, Snaps.
I'm feeling good about that.
And I want to play the song called "Say Something New."
Have you played it before?
Are you down with that? Well, yeah.
You have?
I don't
okay.
know. Yeah, I have it. I'm not sure familiar. If I've ever played it. I believe it's number 2 off of this. No, wait. Is it number 1?
You're making it up.
Is it number 1 or number 2?
This
I can't
isn't
tell
even
by
the right
back.
CD.
Okay, it's
I'm just
number,
making that up. It's fine. Everything's fine.
I think it's number 1.
Okay, I already have it queued to that one. All right, cool. So, to recap, you're listening to Bondage, and we'll give you a sticker if you come and visit us before
also,
6 o'clock.
Also, we talked about Wait Until Dark, the thriller.
And you can check out their website.
At fairbanksdrama.org.
And you can get more information. You can also call them on weekdays, and they can tell you more about ticket prices and whatnot.
Yeah. So, there's that.
But some
we
of them
hear
came
it's going
here.
To be really awesome.
And
we
they
interviewed
were nice
them.
To us.
They were very friendly. So...
Yeah.
And I hear good things. They sold me, so.
We're going to go.
We're going.
Yeah.
Maybe we will see you there, possibly. All right, so this song is called Say Something New. I hope you guys enjoy it. We will be back shortly.
Me on. I have been
You are listening to Bondage on KSUA 91.5 FM College. I am Velcro.
And I am Snaps.
And that last song you heard was by Spoon.
I love Spoon.
I do too. And the song was called Stay Don't Go. Before that was Enon with their song In This City, Human Highway with Pretty Hair. And before that we played Say Something New by The Concretes. I like all those songs.
You should play them on your radio show.
I handpicked them. I think I might.
I approve them. Velcro picked, Snaps approved.
Yay. So earlier today we had interviewed some of the cast from Wait Until Dark, which is a thriller that's going on every weekend until November 9th.
Mm-hmm. It is a play, mm-hmm. if you will.
Their opening show was last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear good things.
I hear it went quite well.
I hear it was
quite spooky. I'm
quite thrilling.
I want to go see it. I'm also a little bit nervous.
I am too. Like, if people were jumping and screaming, then I might jump and scream.
And I'm a wimp.
Such a wimp. But we hear good things. It's on Fridays and Saturdays from 8:15 p.m. And then on Sundays, they have a matinee at 2
We should tell
PM.
Our friend that always jumps in scary movies to go see it.
And we'll tell them that it's a musical. And they'll be like, I don't want to see a musical. I'm like, no, you like this musical.
It's not a musical.
It's not a musical, friends.
But yeah. It's not for kids, we hear.
Yeah, so it's a thriller that you take, like if you have a boyfriend that's really jumpy and you want him to, like, cling on to you because, you know, he's scared.
Just have him trim his nails first.
Yeah, that's the kind of, it's like that kind of movie. So, yeah, I'm very excited.
But, yeah, also we've got KSUA bumper stickers still to give away. And that's not just, like, today. It's any time if you want to stop by the station when there's people in the
Yeah,
office.
As long as there's somebody in the office, we can give them to you. And they're really cool. You can see them on the KSUA MySpace.
They say KSUA 08.
Yeah.
And they're in patriotic colors.
Because KSUA, of course, is running for president as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want, you can maybe call KSUA yourself and ask how KSUA stands.
What it's going to do for you.
Yeah, what are you going to do for me, KSUA?
But, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that today.
No.
Tomorrow is World Zombie Day. From what I've gathered.
Oh, yeah. Is there going to be a zombie walk?
Yeah, and it starts on campus. They're trying to do, like, this Guinness Book of World Records thing, from what I understand, and have, like, zombies all around the world. So if you happen to have some zombie gear or just, you know, some clothes you don't mind ripping up a little bit, some fake blood, you know, a little fake blood goes a long way.
That's what I hear. I also heard that there was some sort of world record thing for the most people doing Thriller dance at once.
Ooh, there might be.
There was. I think that it happened already. I'm curious what the results of
that
were.
This flyer?
I'm not sure. But anyways, we're going to play some more beats for you guys. There's something I was going to talk to you about. Oh, there's a song. I'm dedicating this song to my boyfriend far, far away in New York. Because tonight, he is going to see They Might Be Giants.
He's what?
He's going to see They Might Be Giants tonight. And he's writing a review for Tiny Mixtapes for it. He's getting into it for free. He has,
it's like he's in a movie.
I know. He gets to do all these. He's like, I'm in New York and I get to do awesome things all the time. He's got a photo pass, so that means he gets to go in, like, you know, that one area where only the photographers go. It's like a little cattle chute almost that photographers get to go up close and see them and everything.
I want to be in that
area. He's in that area. He gets to be there.
It's where you don't get squished when you have your camera.
Right.
I want to be in that squish.
The only thing you have to be worried about is the person on stage that might, you know, be crazy and try to grab your camera. Oh, man, that reminds me. I have to talk about this really quick. But remember
really
when
quick.
We saw Mars Volta?
We saw Mars Volta at Sasquatch Music Festival 2008.
I would never, ever, ever want to be somebody with a camera.
They opened with tearing the stage apart.
Yeah, like, they,
like throwing the drums into the crowd.
Yeah, they were, you know, like at the end, of people throw their instruments.
They deafened me.
Their drumsticks. Well, anyways, the point is, they basically, the lead singer grabbed one of the really, really expensive cameras.
It looked expensive because we could see it way
it
up
was
on the hill.
Huge.
It was like a video
really
camera.
Expensive video camera.
He was yanking at it.
And started shaking it in this poor guy's hands. It's just like, you know, the guy's holding on for dear life because that thing probably is worth more than like...
Certainly his job.
Yeah. So he's just like basically holding on to it as the lead singer's like pulling it.
Like
trying
his livelihood.
With all of his might to pull it out of his arms. And typically I'm a big fan of Mars Volta, but when I saw that, I was like... I was more concerned about the camera. I was just like, why would you do that to that poor camera? You know, it's just, it was crazy. So I just, hopefully that doesn't happen to Nick with his little digital camera.
Hang on.
No, I gotta
but
hold on.
In the meantime, we'll go ahead and play this song dedicated to you.
Yeah, he wanted me to play this on the show today, so I'm going to go ahead and play. It's called Anna Ng. It's by They Might Be Giants. This is for you, mister, who is probably...
Like,
at They Might Be Giants right now anyways. So.
We're getting ready.
Yeah.
Picking out
it started at 8, so it must have already started now.
Oh.
I can't wait to read the review about it. His last review on
The
Builders and
the
Butchers was really, really good. And we got to see The Builders and the Butchers.
And they were awesome.
And
we will tell you all about
awesome.
That next mic break.
Totally. Until
here's
then,
They Might Be Giants.
Yay.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen in and hear my words to the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World's Fair, 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up to the horn on the pole at the bus depot. And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words are the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving once I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want to have.
They don't need me here and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the humid air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I get more than we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words. You're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words. And the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words. And the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. We'll be right back.
only catches my eye. It's bright as a star in the northern sky. Yeah, yeah.
hi, friends.
You're listening to KSUA.
91.5 FM College.
This is our show, Bondage, and I'm Snaps.
I am Velcro. And that last song you heard was called Lights Out by Santigold. Before that, we played Elevator Love Later by The Stars, Little Pink Stars by Radish, Anna Ng by They Might Be Giants, and that's all we played since our last mic break.
That's right.
We played Anna Ng because my boyfriend is currently watching They Might Be Giants, and I'm jealous. I would love to see them live. I bet they have a wonderful performance or act by now, just because they've been around for so long and they have so many, so many songs.
They really do. They've like, written a song about everything.
In all honesty, we have an automation system that allows us to pick songs. Like it's basically like this huge library on our computer.
Only digital.
But I think the band that has the most songs on here, well, at least in our alternative section, is They Might Be Giants. They have so many songs. They're awesome, though. They have a lot of fun.
Tom Waits does all right, too.
Yeah, he does. Totally. And I guess in our electronica section, there's a lot of Aphex Twins. So we've got bands that we just have lots and lots of music, but they're one of them. And they're still really cool. I really like them. I enjoy them.
Dude, yeah.
So, yeah, we today interviewed some of the cast from the show.
And the director.
Well, the play. Yes, and the director from Wait Until Dark, which is a thriller. It sounds really exciting. I guess they have really cool, you know, special effects.
Yeah, and stage magic.
They mentioned spontaneous combustion, and
I have to see it.
I have to. I have to go see it. It's every weekend until, like, the last show is November 9th. And it's Fridays and Saturdays at 8:15 p.m.
That's right. And then Sunday at 2 for a matinee.
That's right. So, is that the Waterfront Lodge? Is that what it's called?
The Riverfront. You should totally look it up because I have never been to theater besides college theater.
You can look it up online.
Except for like in other places.
Fairbanks.
I am not from here. however, the Zombie Walk is going to be tomorrow at 3 p.m. on campus over in the West Ridge parking lot. And what they're trying to do is get a whole bunch of people in zombie gear together. And then it's going to try to be like for the Guinness World Records. There's other places that are doing this. And like it's supposed to be really awesome. And then afterwards, there's a free movie at the Wood Center.
That's right.
It's all zombie themed, which is pretty hip. Stretch Halloween out a little bit if you like. With all the snow and stuff, I feel all Christmassy. And it's upsetting me because I want it to be as much Halloween as possible because that's my favorite holiday ever.
Ever. Yes. So I don't remember what I was looking at, but you can look up more information about it at fairbanksdrama.org. It doesn't say it in the little synopsis here. Maybe if I click on this. Nope. Okay, you can call 456-PLAY for more information about Wait Until Dark. I think Snaps is right, though. I think it's a riverfront, not
waterfront. I don't even know if it's a real place if I just made that up. So I'm not from here.
I believe that's correct. I've never been there, to be honest. So I think that's why it's hard for me to Google also Map remember. But yeah, if you go to fairbanksdrama.org or call 456-PLAY, they can give you more information.
I think the box office is open on weekdays. But yeah.
More information regarding what's going on. It's very exciting. I can't wait to see it. So
yeah.
Anyway, let's see. Well, something else I wanted to tell the people is really bad, but I can't remember.
I can remember because you told me while we were playing music.
Oh, well.
You wanted to complain about me.
Well, I mean, I was
kind of steals your thunder that I'm helping you do it.
I was just joking. I don't really want to complain about you. I think you're great. I think you're awesome. I was just like I bring up my boyfriend and Snaps gets jealous. And she's like, talk about me more, not your boyfriend.
Well, no.
Yeah, she's like, let's change the subject and
talk
about
I'm
going
to talk about my boyfriend on my radio show now.
No, I know. You know, I rarely do.
You do.
I rarely do.
No, I'm agreeing with you. Sorry.
I just like, wanted to explain wrong. Why, like, he requested Anna Ng because he's watching The Mighty Giants and I'm jealous. So jealous. Maybe you're jealous about that, too. You're not only jealous that I talk about him more than I talk about you, apparently, on the air.
I never said that.
You're saying it. You're saying it with your eyes.
How can you tell I'm wearing sunglasses?
Shh. Yeah, I'm really jealous. I'd love to see They Might Be Giants. So it snaps. But she's denying. She's
in denial. I don't really
want
to go see a concert right now.
Whatever. You're full of lies. Webs of lies.
And soda.
Stirring in your stomach. Spinning. Soda. Stomach.
I'm filled with soda.
I know. She has a headache.
Three headaches.
That's a lot of headaches. So anyways, we're getting ready to head on out of here.
There's going to be hockey later tonight.
That's right.
So if you're an early listener hoping that it's hockey, it's coming.
It's coming very, very soon.
Last week they called and they're like, now? No, not now.
Not now, but soon.
Later.
Very.
Actually,
very
I didn't know at all. I was like, hockey.
You know what I want to hear? I want to hear that one song we both really, really like a lot, which is a lot of songs.
I don't want to hear that song.
Okay, you know what? Fine. We won't.
Which song were you referring to?
It was that Turn On Billy song, but for some reason I can't remember who it's by right
now. That's by...
Do-do-do-lee, turn on Billy.
And they sing that secret song. Who can keep a secret?
It's the Piercings. Okay,
the Pierces.
Got it.
Pierces.
The Pierces. The Pierces. So we're going to play some Pierces next.
Yeah, and JK then we're going to...
Boogie.
Yeah.
On out of here, as Snaps would normally say.
Are we that close to the end? I'm wearing sunglasses inside again.
Oh, man, yeah, it's
again.
Like 5:58. We have enough time for one more song.
Okay, so we're going to play one more song, and then the regular show...
They're not coming in today because of
it's
the hockey.
Hockey. So we'll play, you know, there'll be some more fat music and then hockey.
Yep.
So if you've just tuned in for a post-apocalyptic dance party, not this week.
Next week, possibly.
But I'm pretty sure they're thinking about you guys.
Yeah, they probably miss you dearly. So
we love you guys.
We do.
We can say that from our hearts because we're here
right now.
Our show's finishing, but we'll be back next week.
4 to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. Same time, same place.
Same station.
Same outfit. We're not bathing until it happens.
No.
I won't even sleep.
These socks are lucky.
I'm going to be delirious. It'll be awesome.
Feel free to groove and boogie to this.
It's called Turn On Billy by the Pierces.